Hello everyone, my name is Ran Su, I'm from China Foreign Affairs University. I want to talk about using comparable corpora for interpreter's terminology preparation. As we know, interpreter's preparation for specialized topics, for technical meetings, are normally term-driven and job-oriented. Terminology preparation for interpreters is indispensable. They did so in order to avoid cognitive saturation in simultaneous interpreting. There were several challenges for the interpreters during their preparation. The interpreters often work in a wide range of domains and have a limited time to prepare for and activate domain-specific terminologies before interpreting. Yes, there are some terminology databases available for the interpreters. They are normally administrated by big companies or national and international organizations, for example, the UN term. However, these terminological resources are rarely specific enough for interpreters to use straight away. As a result, the interpreters have to spend a lot of time reading through meeting documents, and interpreters' term lists are now still largely done manually. So let's take a look at what is the current situation for research. There has been limited research into the use of modern term extraction and concordance tools in the task of simultaneous interpreting. There has been a few previous studies mentioned the application of corpora as potential tools for interpreters. For example, Fontinuali 2006, Gojang 2009, Rutin 2003. However, there has been no empirical study to test whether the use of term extraction and concordance tools can actually help interpreters increase their preparation efficiency and to what extent the use of the tools can actually influence interpreters' SI performances. So in my study, I wanted to investigate how to integrate the use of corpus tools into interpreters' terminology preparation and to measure the effect of using the proposed preparation procedure and the corpus tools on simultaneous interpreting performance. Let's first of all take a look at the preparation procedure. This is a corpus-based preparation procedure, and it consists of five steps. The first step, corpus building. Second step, automatic term extraction. Third step, annotation of autolists. The fourth step, term exploration. And the final step, term management. So the first step, corpus building, meaning the interpreters could compile comparable corpora by using the conference documents passed from the conference organizers. If the interpreters find that they have only limited materials, they could also use keywords to generate larger size of corpora from the internet by using web crawler. After the comparable corpora are established, the interpreters can use term extraction tool, term extractor, to automatically generate term lists. So by the end of step two, the interpreters could get two monolingual term lists. But these two term lists, these auto lists, are not perfect. There might be some repetitions, there might be some noises, there might be some non-terms in this auto lists. So the interpreters need to annotate the auto lists. They need to edit on them. And they need to choose the most relevant terms from the auto list. And after that, they could focus on those key terms and learn the terms in a context by using concordance tool. And after they learn the terms in the context and they could eventually build a bilingual term list themselves. And they could further manage it by using Excel or by using term management tool. So this is the whole preparation procedure. And in this specific study, in the pilot experiment, I only focus on the second step, the third step, and the fourth step. And there are two kinds of tools being used. One is term instruction tool called CLAPS. And the other type of tool is concordance tool. And here I chose to use the Sketch Engine's concordance function. This preparation procedure is expected to bring a twofold benefit to the simultaneous interpreters. It is expected to help them to form and manage their tailor-made terminology resources in their own working environment. And it is also expected to boost the readiness of those relevant terms for quick access and retrieval during simultaneous interpreting. Now let's take a look at my pilot experiment. So in this pilot experiment, I involved 22 MA students who are doing conference interpreting and translation studies at the University of Leeds. They are from 2-year cohorts. And all of them have Chinese A language and English B language. They are comparable participants. And the speeches that I use in this experiment are designed purposely for this experiment. And they are on the topic of a fast breeder reactor. This is a very specialized topic. And one speech is in English and the other speech is in Chinese. And the preparation documents that I pass to the participants include item speech outlines in both English and Chinese and information documents on the outline items, including research papers, reports from national and international authorities, etc. And the test group was also provided with two monolingual automatically generated term lists from the preparation documents that I passed to the participants. But of course, the test group need to take time to further edit on these two auto lists. Right, so both groups, the control and the test groups, are given 9 days for their preparation. The control group was using traditional preparation procedure without using any tools. The test group was using the corpus-based preparation procedure, and they were using autolists and concordancer during their preparation. Both of the groups were following the same procedure. They received a training on either preparation procedure, and then they started their preparation after they were briefed about the topic, the speakers, of this situation, and they were also passed with the preparation documents, of course. And then they started their preparation. 9 days after, they were invited to take the SI tasks. They also participated in the focus group discussion and on their preparation process and their views on the use of the tools. And 2 months after, these two groups were invited back again to take a term quiz to see how many terms they could still remember after this 2 months' time. So there are four dependent variables in this experiment. They are the SI performance score, terminology accuracy score, terminology error types and error numbers, and degrees of departure from each for each error type. And now let's take a look at the result. The data shows that the test group had significantly higher term accuracy score than the control group. The test group made significantly fewer term errors than the control group. The test group had significantly better post-task recall of terms than the group without using any tool. In addition, the test group spends significantly less preparation time than the control group. It is also interesting to see that an increased level of term density in the source speech and working into B language affected the trainee interpreter's performance by deteriorating their term accuracy in their interpretations. However, using both tools played a significant role in mitigating the detrimental effects of the increased term density in the original speech and working into B language on the number of serious errors and omission errors in their interpretation. So as we could see, generally speaking, the result is quite positive. The preparation procedure using both tools yield better preparation results than the traditional preparation procedure. Using both tools generally helped to improve the trainee interpreter's terminology performance during their simultaneous interpreting by increasing term accuracy scores by 7.5% and reducing the number of omission errors by 9.3%. On the other hand, terminology preparation through using both tools is not a magical cure for all the problems. The data also shows that the preparation procedure only helped to improve students' holistic SI scores to a certain extent, but not yielding any statistical significance. There are some pedagogical implications from this pilot experiment. This study demonstrates that training on terminology preparation by using comparable corpora could be a useful supplement to the already existing professional interpreting training. It is important for both students and trainers to be aware that corpora and corpus tools, when used properly, can actually assist interpreters' terminology preparation and achieve an enhanced performance. So these are the pedagogical implications. And for future work, I'm thinking about future experiments. And in the future experiment, I will involve my participants and ask them to use term extraction tools themselves. As in the current study, I only pass them the auto lists, the term lists that's automatically generated by using the tool. But eventually, it would be the interpreters themselves to use the tool to generate term lists rather than being passed with auto lists. So that will be something I will do in the future. And also in the future, I will try to involve my participants to use Sketch Engine's platform. This platform is an integrated one, and it provides several functions, including web crawler function and term extraction function, as well as the concordance function. So I'm thinking if the interpreter or my participants could use all the functions on one platform, it might be easier for them to carry out the preparation procedure. So these are two things I will think about for my future experiment. That is it for my presentation. And if you have any further questions or if you have a specific feedback, please send an email to me. My email address is ranxu2015@outlook.com. Thank you very much.